everybody! Welcome back to Monster Mate Season 4, Episode 2!
Yes, welcome, you degenerates, to the second episode of Season 4 of Monster Mate. Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 90.
I am scared, because last episode I picked one that I was scared of, but
yeah.
I'm positive I will pick a good one.
Yeah, will you?
36.
36? Let me see what
about that number is calling me specifically.
36 is Salamander Girls.
Ooh, Lizard Girls. Yay.
Yes, let me get the thing up. Monster Girl Encyclopedia.
Yes, Salamander Girls. Big as people who are regulars on the channel will know that I'm a big fan of that kind of feeling to it.
Yes. So, without going into it, what are we rating her?
I'm gonna give her like a 7.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you on that. I'm on a 7 for this.
Okay. She seems like fun.
Indeed. Would you like to read it this time, or should I?
I will do it.
Okay.
A variant of Lizard Man with red scales that appear as if burning. They inhabit places with comparatively high temperatures, such as volcanic regions, etc. They have frank and hot-blooded personalities. They are genuine warriors that seek out battles that burn as hotly as flames. They travel in search of humans that are worthy opponents.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They have similar traits to the Lizardmen, and they don't attack human men. But in case that a human man is a warrior just like them, it will ignite their fighting spirit and they'll challenge the man to a bout. When the fight begins, their battle lust swells and their tail lights aflame, blazing with intensity corresponding to their arousal. The more they get into battle they are having with the man, and the longer it drags on, and the more tension there is, the more rapidly their arousal swells and the intensity of their tail flame is strengthened.
Okay.
In most cases, if the battle ends, their arousal subsides, and along with that, the flames of their tail die down in intensity. But regardless of whether or not they won the fight, if they considered the fight to be their best fight ever, then their arousal from the battle won't subside no matter how much time passes. Instead, the flames on their tail will also keep burning bigger and more violently the whole time.
Ooh.
This is proof that they've acknowledged the man as their most worthy human opponent.
Ooh.
After finding a worthy opponent as a warrior, they feel a joy that can't be topped and experience arousal like they've never felt before. And then this arousal soon turns into another kind. Just looking at the face of the man who turned out to be a worthy opponent will make their face grow hot. And at the same time, they'll feel a new kind of violent throbbing in their chest. Something completely different from battle. Unlike anything they've ever felt until then.
Ooh.
Then, while retaining their intensity, the flames of combat arousal change form into the flames of a monster's carnal lust for a human man, making their body flush hotly. Driven by these emerging feelings of yearning for man and an urge, they will shout and declare their love for the man on the spot, seeking for him to become their husband and have sex with them. Even if the man refuses, once the flames have flared up, they will never disappear. They'll chase the man even to the ends of the earth, continue to shout about love. The more the man runs from them, the more violently the flames will blaze, and eventually they'll grow so huge and hot that not even they themselves can control them. Once that happens, they'll be unable to stand the arousal and desire that they're burning their body. That's burning their body. They'll let the monster female urge that blazes hotly take over, and they'll try to push the man over and forcibly have sex with him.
Okay.
After obtaining a husband, no matter how much time passes, the flames of love for their husband never disappear.
Aww.
They continue to convey hot words of love to their husband, and before they even think, their hands will be reaching for their husband. If pleased by their husband's words, they'll spontaneously embrace him firmly, and if they see their beloved husband's face, they'll become unable to bear it. They'll kiss so deeply that their tongue is licking around inside his mouth.
Yeah.
And if their body flushes, seeking their husband's body, unable to bear it, they'll knock him down and straddle him, wildly shaking their hips.
All right. So, the whole thing with this monster girl, find your Virgil.
Find your Virgil.
Find your rival. and then marry them.
I've read many a doujin stories of this kind of, I fought you, either I defeated you, but it was super good, or you defeated me and take your prize. And I love those stories. Those are one of my favorites.
There's a particular one like that that comes to mind. Yeah. It was an oni era manga. I forget the name of it, unfortunately, but it was basically this dude and like a super buff oni chick battle each other, and they just ended up becoming lovers after the battle went to like a draw, because they were both so exhausted they both couldn't continue.
I saw one where it was a doujin of an oni as well. I feel like this is a very oni-ish.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not complaining with the salamander girls.
No, absolutely not. But with the oni one, it was like, the guy was super scrawny, he was gonna lose instantly. But she fucking tripped over. And she couldn't get up. And he just kind of put his foot on her head like, I guess I win. And so she's like, fuck! So, like, the entire time before fucking, she's like, I hate my life. Oh, I hate everything.
Goodness. All right. But on the salamander girls themselves. So it seems they'll only go after actual other soldiers, which is very interesting.
Yes.
Unlike a lot of other monster girls who will just kind of go after any sort of human man that passes them by, this one specifically wants warriors.
This one specifically is looking for... If you can't fight, put up them dukes.
Yeah.
If you can't put up them dukes, she ain't got one. Oh. She ain't want none.
She is constantly frequently...
Now, does this go into the Riona fetish?
Riona fetish?
You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea. This is news to me.
You I'm sure you know what Riona is.
No. Okay. I'm hearing that word. I'm getting nothing.
For Trevor's knowledge and for the audience, Riona is the act of physically punching a girl, or like slapping or whatever, and them getting like off on it.
Oh, yes, that's Riona. Okay.
It's like you like abuse, like punching,
yes,
and fighting.
Okay, yeah.
There's specifically ones with it where it's like they're beating the shit out of each other, this guy and girl warrior, and as they're fighting, they just start to slowly fuck. they're bruised, they're bloodied. Like, their faces are fucked up, but they're fucking making out, and they're like, this hurts, but it's so hot.
I have heard of this. I haven't heard it under that
fight
name.
Fight fucking.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much fight fucking, but no. I have heard of that under a different name before, but yes, I am aware of the idea.
Yes, so that's the kind of idea I'm understanding with this, is that you are going to get to the point where if you fight her, hopefully not with that sword she's carrying...
I'm sure they have a wide variety of armaments, depending on which salamander you come across.
Okay, taking this out of...
Yeah,
fantasy land, if you found one of these girls, right?
Yeah.
Fucking no one has knowledge of, like, swords and weapons like this.
Put up them Duke's son.
Yes, we are more welcoming to punches. So if she pulls out a sword, it's like, you win. No, I'm good.
She frequents the alleys of Swindon.
She's just looking for a brawl. I like it. I like that her tail burns bright. I think it's really hot.
The fact that the more she gets aroused, the more intense the flame is, I think that is really cool aesthetically.
Yes.
And I'm curious of, depending on what type of color of salamander, I mean, it says red scales.
I want to say yes.
It says red scales on the thing, but hypothetically speaking, if we got different scaled salamanders, if their flame would have that kind of the same color of light as they have for the color of their scales, which, yeah, I think would be the case.
I want to say yes.
Okay. And does the color of their scales affect... I mean, I know we said we were going to take this out of the having a sword thing, but... Would you say depending on the color of the salamander is dependent on the weapon they use?
Can you give me an example? Like, okay, red obviously has a big sight or a big machete.
Blue would probably have like a spear. Purple would probably have like a battle axe. Green whip. Green would be a whip. Purple would probably have either magic spells or with like a bow staff.
Oh, I'm not going to go for her then. Fighting magic's bullshit.
Yeah, that's fair. white salamanders would use a flail or a mace.
Oh, that'd be pretty.
Oh, goodness. But nonetheless.
Nonetheless, what I will say is I like the fact that... Does the fire hurt?
I'm going to say because you become her husband, no. But if not, then yes.
Okay, because we've dealt with, like, fire creatures before. Yes. Where they are hot to the touch and they will burn.
Mm-hmm.
It will hurt to be near them.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, do I want this? Do I want to be near them?
I'm going to say if you become their husband, it doesn't hurt. But until then, it will hurt.
Okay.
That is what I am saying, at least.
Okay. Sounds good. If I had to... Because everything about this I like, and it's really good. I even like the fact that they are, when they love you, they literally just, like, the super lovey-dovey wife.
They will literally shout their loves to the heavens until you accept their marriage.
At that point, you're just like, shut up! Everyone's looking! Everyone's looking! Leave me alone! And she's like, never.
It's that scene of regular show where Rigby is outside with the boombox, just blaring music at Mordecai's room.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's literally her. It's like, get down here and fuck me. And you're like, no. Do it.
Goodness sakes. So unfortunately, if you're not a worrier, they're probably not going to find interest in you. Yes. So unfortunately, the picking pile is quite limited for them.
Yeah, so if you're gonna have to... I think it's hard to say she's like, this is the best fight ever.
Yes.
It's like, ever? Really? I got the best fight you've ever done. It's like, yeah, that it has to be best fight ever.
Yep, otherwise, nah. Otherwise, it's just going to be on to the next one.
There's not even a brothel for these girls.
No.
This is specifically a warrior race.
You literally cannot do anything with them unless you are ready for combat.
Yes. Now, there is something hot about that they're, like, ready to just go duke them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this sounds like fun, but I like, okay.
Yeah.
I'd be like... They would. Here's the thing. If you held back against them, because you're like, I don't want to fucking hit you. Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell if you're holding
back. Yeah, they're going to tell. And they'll be mad. They'll be fucking mad. And then they'll pull out the machete.
Oh.
And then kill you. They're like, take me serious now. And you're like, oh, shit.
We call this a difficulty tweak.
This is what we call a difficulty tweak. Oh, no.
That's why you just always got to have a pocket knife ready. You got to match them.
A pocket taser?
I don't think a pocket taser would...
I don't think that'll affect her.
I don't think it would go over too well. You see the size of that sword. She's gonna block the tongs with that thing.
She would literally just grab the taser and be like... Is that all you fucking got?
She would point it towards you and make you pull the trigger.
She would literally just... Yeah. Like, no! No, please! So if you like being bullied... No.
Would you like to make a comment on that, Spencer?
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I like it when the bully happens and they both like it.
Okay.
But the problem is that she's you doing this because she's sick of you.
Oh,
This is actual, like, torture. She's okay. Like... You're being a stupid idiot. Grabbing your fist and just punching you and breaking your nose with your own hand.
Oh.
That's what she would do.
I mean, fair enough.
If you can't put up a good challenge, like, I want to give this a high rating.
Uh-huh.
Because I love everything about it.
But you cannot half-ass this.
You cannot.
You need to be in there to win it.
And if you don't win it, or it's not the best she's ever had, you're just going to hospital for no reason. You're like, what? I got nothing from this. Why did I fucking try this?
Oh.
I got nothing.
That'll just determine you to become stronger and then find your Virgil.
Now, would she find it more attractive if you kept showing up loss after loss after loss, or would she be annoyed?
Only if you proved you got better would it actually mean something. Otherwise, I think she would just hit you even harder. If you didn't improve.
Oh, that's so mean. You'd be like, oh my fucking god, this guy. And you're like, I've come to challenge you. And you're like, oh my fucking god.
Yeah, pretty much. first failed fight is just like a broken nose. Second failed fight is a broken nose and a bruised rib. Third failed fight,
broken nose,
bruised rib, and testicular torsion.
That was such a jump to the balls!
Oh.
No. All right, so I think we can give our final rating on this.
All right, what are you thinking?
Okay.
What are you thinking here?
Okay, on this, I am now torn.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I was able to put up them dukes and be able to knock her lights out in more ways than one, I would give this an 8. Mm-hmm. I think this hits a lot of marks on my checkbox list of things I like. I think it all looks good. I think she's hot.
Yes.
No pun intended or pun intended. But the problem is that the first time, and even if you win the fight, even if you win,
unless
it may not be the best one ever for her.
Right.
And you're like, what am I fucking supposed to do? Am I supposed to fucking step on your throat until you die? And you're like, yeah, that was pretty good. Like, you don't know what you're going to, what the level for her is.
That, I mean, yeah. The bar of whether or not you reach Virgil status is going to definitely differ from salamander to salamander.
I would have to give this, I think I'm going to stick with my 7.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
Normally with these, I kind of like go up. But with 7, I feel like, yeah, actually, no, I'm going to go with a 6.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I'm going to go down a little bit. Because I wanted, the problem is that for me, this is good. But the problem is I need to be able to make it good for her.
Okay, fair enough.
And what she wants is someone that's a big, bulky bruiser brawler that will choke her with one, like, go. And I'm just over here like, I don't know if I can do that for you.
So, for me, I personally feel like I could put up them dukes, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
As Spencer knows, I've done some boxing before.
Yes.
I've done some boxing that were just purely endurance runs where I have gone an hour straight boxing nonstop. And I've also done it for point-based competition, which I've won a few times.
So he's more of a brawler fighter. I dodge and I avoid shit. I'm a speedster, dude.
That is fair. But even if it were with like melee weapons as well, I would still want to get in there. I would still want to test my luck.
Oh yeah, weapon of choice.
Weapon of choice. It is going to be probably a broadsword. That would be my personal choice, or a rapier as well. Probably a rapier would suit me more, but.
All
nonetheless,
right.
Yeah.
I got my weapon.
Okay.
Gun.
Melee weapon. Melee.
So if I pull out a gun, would she be like, that's cheating?
That is ranged. That is not melee.
So against a magic user, it'd be okay.
Against a magic user, yes.
All right. Against melee, I'd probably have to go with a... Give me an axe.
An axe?
I'll take an axe.
A battle axe or just like a woodsman axe?
Woodsman.
Okay.
I want a woodsman axe.
Okay, that's a classic. All right, but I think for my overall score, it's going to be an 8 for me.
Ooh.
The reason it is not higher, and solely the reason it is not higher,
really,
is that as it says, it's even though we went over the discussion of possible color types, it says on their red scales specifically, I kind of wish there was more differentiation between the salamander girls besides just like their level of what they're their grading system is for you to be Virgil status. That seems to be the only real difference between them. And I kind of wish there was more variety in that. But I still love everything that's going on with them, design-wise and just the whole fight fucking thing as well. It is just, it's so good.
It's really good.
It's so good. So I'm sticking with my 8. Or with an 8.
Yes. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Your time is the most valuable part to us.
Yes. What would you rate a salamander, and what is your melee weapon? That is important to note here. Melee weapon of choice when fighting a salamander girl.
And what song are you playing outside their window yelling fight me?
Oh my goodness sakes. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more, consider subscribing. And if you want updates on the show, then go over to our Twitter, which is linked in the description of this. Or you can also follow at least my own personal social, which will also be in the description. And be sure to give love to the absolutely amazing artist we have for this episode.
Yes, everybody. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you on the next one.